Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the HD View. This is your guest host, James Valvano. Our call-in numbers are 310-982-4227 and 877-497-4103. When you call in, press 1 and we'll cue you into the show. Please tell all your family and friends about the HD View and click follow on our show page to get email reminders of upcoming episodes. We are proud to say that we're almost up to 10,000 listeners now. It's fantastic, and we thank you for your support and interest in Hope for HD programming. Tonight, I am honored to be part of the show. Tonight, the JHD HD community celebrates a milestone in our history. I wish for everyone to think back to a year ago. Were you alone? Were you afraid? Did you feel like there was no one you can turn to? That's how I felt, until I heard her voice, until I heard her message, until I listened to her infectious passion to help others. It was as if a light bulb had suddenly turned on. Her mission ignited a flame throughout the entire Huntington's disease community. Her drive and willingness to help the community through a radio show was never tried before. Tonight we celebrate the amazing work of our friend and host, Melissa Biliardi. Tonight is the year anniversary of Blog Talk Radio's Help for HD. I want you to sit back and listen to the premiere soundtrack for the Help for HD, the HD View show. We will be right back with none other than our wonderful Melissa Biliardi. host of Health for HD, the HD View with Melissa Gilliard.
Melissa, yes,
welcome to your show. It's been a year. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. I'm bowing.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be celebrating your year anniversary?
It's incredible. I'm elated, excited. I'm exuberant, and I'm looking forward to the next year with lots of new ideas from my son Jimbo, of course, my muse. And I'm just in awe that we have 10,000 listeners. And I know that on the Blog Talk site, there's even more hits. And thanks to you, James, for putting this app together, the Help for HD app, which, I mean, that has increased listeners.
You're very welcome.
I think. And who would have ever thought that in 1 year's time we would have 10,000 listeners? That's just incredible. I'm excited.
Can I give you a little surprise?
Sure. I love surprises.
We now have all of your episodes for Blog Talk Radio on the iTunes market.
Oh, amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so all they have to do is go to the market and type in Help for HD, right?
Help for HD, and they will see all of your episodes and will be able to download it to their mobile devices, listen to wherever they want to listen to it, upload it to their websites. It's something that we really worked hard to make sure was done before today.
You're a genius. All the Jameses in my life are geniuses.
Well, let me ask, darling, because I think everybody wants to know this.
Okay.
What made you decide to create Help for HD Radio Show, and let us know how it all unfolded?
Kind of a long story, and I'll give you a quick timeline. You know, in 2007, Jimbo came home from 3 weeks in the hospital. So I quit my job to caregive, basically 24/7, 365. Fast forward to 2008, Jimbo was diagnosed with JHD, Klinefelter syndrome, and secondary Addison's. Now, he also has diabetes. So the poor guy was just hit left and right, up and down with all of this. Then in 2009, Jimbo was in and out of the hospital 71 days in a 19-month span from pain attacks, which we now know as seizures, right? And the reason we got the diagnosis of Klinefelter syndrome was because I research symptoms and attributes of symptoms and found out that, you know, that knowledge gave me a great deal of power. I was able to challenge the disbelieving doctors and was able to position myself within the medical community to help my son. I had confidence because I had knowledge, right?
Right.
Okay, so then in 2010, I started an HD support group here in my community. I started a blog and went to Facebook to try to find the HD community online. And what I found there was such a disconnect between the HD community and the very people who were dedicating their lives to find viable treatments and the cure. No one was really publicly talking to each other on a regular basis. So that's when I discovered Blog Talk Radio and thought about it, put it on the back burner for a while, and then in November of last year, I launched the first show. Talk about scared! I know what I'm talking about, right, James?
Right, absolutely.
Right. So that's how it all kind of came about.
Well, now speaking of Mr. Jimbo, he's been very supportive of your efforts to advocate for JHD and HD, hasn't he?
Yeah, you know, at times we have, you know, difficulties with, you know, I'll be on the radio and he'll need me. So that's an issue that can present a problem. But, you know, it's only for an hour or half an hour when we first started. And, you know, a day with James is changing right now.
Right.
And
But you definitely have a great mother-son relationship. And
we do.
Some of us are blessed to know James, too. Haven't met you guys yet, but I know that he is an amazing man, and he loves you dearly. And
yeah, he's a good guy. He gives me a lot of input as to, you know, what he would like to see talked about. What,
right.
You know, issues like pain, issues like seizures. And, you know, those are the kinds of issues that we will be talking about in shows to come.
Right. I know that you had made mention in the past about your current situation where you're having to live there where you're at. Can you tell the listeners your a little bit more insight of your current situation?
Well, you know, again, back in 2007 when I came home from the hospital with James, he was on a pain pump with, and eventually with a central line IV in his arm. He was on so many medications that there was no way I could leave him in the care of, with my mom or with anyone else. The amount of medications would kill an elephant.
Right.
And so at that point in time, I had to quit my job and stay home with him. So we are, you know, living with my mom in her little small two-bedroom home. And, you know, we have had to basically change our whole life as a result of, you know, the events that happened starting from 2007. And I know that this may or may not be a typical story, but there are very, very many similar stories to ours in the HD world. Where,
well, you know, my story where I'm living with my parents right now,
mm-hmm.
right, there are very many of us that have to rely on family for the support, let alone for shelter.
Mm-hmm. Right. So having Jimbo come home from the hospital on a pain pump, medication being dripped into his bloodstream 24 hours a day, the amount of medications that he was on was just unbelievably frightening for me as a mother, but also for the entire family. I mean, it changed our world, you know. And it completely took my ability away to provide for my family. I'm a single mom of two boys, so I have a younger son who's in South Dakota, has two more children. So, you know, those kids and grandkids are all at risk. And I forget where I was going with this other than the fact that we all have to change our lives when we get the diagnosis. Even before we get the diagnosis, if something drastic happens, we all have to readjust our own goals and, you know, the outcome of what we had originally planned will definitely change. And this is the life and the world of the JHDHD community. It's devastating, you know. And I remember one day I was counting out the pills for my son and being exhausted from being awake with him at night and caring for his wounds and, you know, the IV care, pretty much paramedical process, taking
Absolutely.
Care of him. And I was quite, you know, exhausted from all the work. And I was sitting at the kitchen table one day, and I was counting out the pills. And all of a sudden, I realized, holy cow, I just killed my son. Because I was counting out a medication that had I administered this medication to him at that quantity, it would have killed him.
Mm.
And from that point forward, I decided that, you know, when it's time to count out medications, there will be nothing else going on in the house. No phone, no television, no talking. We focus only on the meds because these are the things that can happen to our loved ones. Given, you know, interruptions, fatigue, you know, things like that.
Absolutely.
So that was a really scary time for me and for our whole family. But we've come out of that situation rather well as far as titrating them down off the dangerous meds. We're still pretty high on them, but we're getting down a little bit further. So it's quite an accomplishment. And
wow.
Yeah, so, you know, well, lots of learning.
Yeah, no doubt. With everything that you've accomplished and everything that you've learned and having the Blog Talk Radio show, can you share a little of your Melissa wisdom to our listeners? Because I'm telling you, it seems, now, you know, many of us know you personally, many of, you know, the team, and we do speak often, but for your listeners, I really want them to understand, how do you get this strength, and share some of your wisdom to them?
Well, I think it starts with goals. You know, if you start each day with a list of your goals, write them down so you don't forget or get sidetracked, and make sure that you accomplish at least one of your goals every day. Every day, do something to help someone, and don't expect anything in return. It's got to come from your heart, right? Give God credit for everything good and bad. Life is a lesson. This will give you a sense of accomplishment and community, and with those two things, you get strength. But you can't buy that with any amount of money. You can't pick it up at the grocery store. Money helps, of course. But it's just a good habit to discipline yourself. And, you know, my philosophy is do it now. Do it today. Don't wait for tomorrow because, you know, in our JHD and HD world, tomorrow might be too late. And, you know, I try to apply this philosophy mostly when I'm referring to finding a cure, but, you know, it applies to most everything in life, too.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. I'm sorry about that. A little technical problem.
It's okay.
Now, I know this may seem like a silly question, but for people that are listening to what you just said,
uh-huh.
Maybe they'd be interested in emailing you and maybe having conversations, maybe through email or on the side, regarding how you build your plan. And maybe, you know, would that be something you'd be interested in doing?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's really all boils down to, what do you want out of life? You know, what do you want tomorrow? What do you want today? What needs to happen? You know, especially when you're dealing with illnesses, you will automatically have a task list in front of you. So, you know, once you're accomplishing those tasks in front of you, it really does give you a sense of accomplishment and confidence that, hey, you know, I'm taking care of business, right? So I think we just lost James. But anyway, he'll come back on. That's kind of my philosophy, and I'm sticking to it. But, you know, just start every day with a list of your goals.
Well, definitely, if anybody's out there, they can contact Melissa at helpforhd@yahoo.com.
Yes.
And how about we take a little break?
Okay.
And then we come back. All right, let's everyone
awesome.
Listen to Rihanna, We Found Love, and we'll be right back.
Thanks, James.
Take to come alive. The way I'm feeling, I just can't deny. Welcome back, everyone. That was Rihanna. We are talking with Melissa Bilardi tonight, the wonderful, wonderful Melissa Bilardi, the creative host, creator and host of Help for HD, now the HD View. We're celebrating her year anniversary. Melissa, you want to listen to a couple of wonderful comments from your listeners?
Oh, I'd love to.
Yes. God gives us dreams a size too big so that they can grow into them. And Melissa, how you are growing. Melissa, thank you. God bless you. And we love you. From Paul and Mary Robertson.
Oh,
yes.
Great. Love
yes. that. Yes, and another one. Happy anniversary, Melissa. Just wanted you to know how much we all appreciate what you're doing. Keep up the great work, Mama Bear. Love from Deb Madden. Yes.
Good one. Yeah.
Yes,
Mama
and
Bear.
There's more where that come from. So we'll...
Mama Bear 1, Mama Bear 2.
Yes. Yeah. Well, darling, over the course of the year, you've had many amazing guests on Help for HD, huh?
Yes.
Yes, and when
How
you
many
think
shows?
Back, to,
over
oh
60?
Lord, over 60, yeah.
Yeah.
When you think back to the very first show, considering that the radio program had never been done before, did you ever fathom that the show would reach so many people as it has?
You know, again, I say I had no idea, but I did know that there was a need, and I did know that we all need to come together and talk. You know.
Right.
In talking about these issues and the problems that we have, that we learn and we grow and we, you know, have a sense of community, it gives us strength and power.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't realize that we'd have 10,000 at this point, and, you know, my plan is to reach everyone in the world, though, so I think we only have 6,999,990,000 to go. But a dear friend of ours, Meta Arir, was kind enough to give me some of her wisdom, Meta wisdom I call it, her encouragement and last night, and she said, Melissa, you are moving to a whole new level, international even, and you will meet resistance from those closest to you, which only means you are supposed to do this. She said,
right.
The greatness of an idea can be measured by the resistance it receives, which is a quote from, get this, Bob Proctor. She also said, look how far you've come in a year, from your first timid interviews to a real powerhouse. Yeah, I need to get her on this show, right?
And that is wonderful.
But I also had a couple of congratulatory emails, one from Lisa DeBleek from HSG, and another from Keith Westerfield. You know, Keith, we had him on the panel a couple of times. So if you're listening out there, thank you, everyone, for, you know, your support. And we're just going to keep doing this as long as we can. And I think there's much to be learned. There's much to be shared. And it's only going to give us a bigger voice in the community. And we need to have a bigger voice, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So not to put you on the spot or anything, but I'm going to.
You like to do that.
Yes. Which show truly pops out at you as being among your favorites?
Okay, well, here's my answer. Always my favorites are with you and the team, James.
No, seriously.
For sure. I think, you know, my favorites are the ones where I'm challenged to learn new information. For example, my first show with Dr. LaVon Goodman was on January 24th. And, well, I sounded like an idiot on that show, but it also challenged me to learn about clinical trials and drug treatments. The program with Dr. Ira Shulson, that was on May 9th, he's at Georgetown University, and he founded the Parkinson's Study Group and the Huntington Study Group. And what a kind and inspirational man he is, and he only wants to help us find viable treatments for our HDers. I have a favorite moment with all my guests, you know, every show, because they have agreed to meet me in the middle and to share what they know to the world. And so it's really hard to pick out specific favorites. But they all have a place in my heart because of what
they've
doing.
Been dynamic.
Yeah.
They've definitely been dynamic. You've touched one side of the spectrum to the other.
I'm trying.
Yes.
And we have a team now.
Exactly.
Exactly. And you of all people know how difficult it is to host a show. And you know that many listening in tonight might feel intimidated to call in and participate. But what I want you to do, I want you to tell our listeners why it is so important to hear their voice.
That's a good question. Well, I think we talked about that a little earlier, about how when we come together, we have one voice and it's powerful. But, you know, we all do have a voice. And if we don't use it, nothing will happen. So the thing about coming together is that it makes our voice much, much louder. And we all know that the squeaky voice gets the attention, right?
Right.
So there's a lot of power.
And you know, what we really want to do is to have, you know, people take part in the show and call and write. If they're not comfortable to call in, they can write in the chat room. They can send you an email directly. They can go to wehaveaface.org page and click on Help for HD. They can contact you directly there. So hopefully in the future we'll have more inquiries and questions. And, you know, if you're listening out there, don't ever be afraid. It is hard. It is scary.
It is. It really is a scary thing. And imagine me. I'm just a mom trying to take care of my son. And my very first show going on the air live. Frightening. It was very frightening, but it also gave me a lot of confidence.
Right.
It's when you go outside your comfort zone, that's when you grow. That's when you learn, and that's what gives you the energy to go forward, to keep going.
Absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes you're going to fall, and you're going to fall flat, and you're going to have cancellations, and your people are going to say, you know what, I can't make it to this show, or I can't do this show, and you know what, that's okay. We'll reschedule. We'll do it, you know, do it at another time, and that's not a problem. But I would just say, don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to send an email. I've gotten many emails from people, and I've ended up, you know, having phone conversations with them because they didn't know what to do. They had no idea what to do next. And I remember myself back in the day when James was first diagnosed, my Jimbo. I had no idea what to do or where to go or who to talk to. And it wasn't until I really found the HD community on Facebook and, you know, through other networking means that I was able to find myself, basically, and find the help that I needed for my son. So there's just a lot of power in that, and that's something that we all need to have with this disease, because there are so many things that we can't control, that we don't have any power over what the brain does in this disease. But if we have each other to, you know, talk to, and many people in the community have assisted me with their experiences and given me ideas, okay, what about this or what about that? And
that's
that has
growing rapidly, right?
Not only has that given me, you know, confidence to go on and deal with what I'm dealing with, but it's also given me new ideas of what to look at next. What's next? Because that's another thing that we all have to understand is that, okay, today is today, but tomorrow is going to be different. So we need to be prepared for that.
Absolutely.
And the way to do that is to talk to other people who have been through it before us. A good prime example is Judy Robertson up in Northern California. She's in Sacramento. She has been one of the most helpful people to me in this journey so far. And I thank her. If she's listening, I love you. But because, you know, many, many times I've just been at my wit's end, not knowing what to do. Do I call, you know, 911? What do I do now, you know?
Right.
And she's been there for me. So, you know, we all have to help each other. That's the bottom line. So that's why, you know, Help for HD is the name I came up with, because that is what we need. We need help for HD, right?
Yes. Now, I know that you are used to taking questions or asking questions of your own guests. And now that the table's turned a bit, I'd like for our listeners to hear your concerns and what you are personally wishing to see happen this year.
Mm. Okay.
And now that could be for the show, that could be in general, but as a care provider, as a mother, as someone within the HD community, what
right.
would be something you'd like to see coming this year?
Well, I'm going to shoot for the moon. I think we need the cure, and we need it now. We can't wait. We have so many people dying, people who are, you know, terribly sick. And whatever that takes, we need to all focus on that. Drug treatments are needed too, but if we're always focusing primarily on drug treatments, that's all we're going to have. And we need to voice our desires about this and do nothing else but facilitate the cure. How do we do that? You know, that's a $20 million question, right? Dr. Jan Nolte at UC Davis in Northern California has a very promising stem cell therapy using the mesenchymal stem cells and RNA interference, which is kind of stuck at the FDA now for the second time. So can we lobby the FDA? That's
right.
A question. She and Dr. Wheelock are applying for a $20 million grant to do the trial. So I would suggest people go to jannolte.com, and she writes in her website, we have now patented a novel technology to use human mesenchymal stem cells isolated from the bone marrow or fat of healthy donors. This is a technology. This is a procedure that was born 20 years ago. I mean, we all know about bone marrow transplants, right?
Right.
Okay, so this new procedure that they've patented is going to deliver small interfering RNA directly into other cells. And she says they're using this technology initially in their HD mouse models to prevent accumulation of the toxic mutant HTT protein in the brain. But through this novel technology, they hope to rescue at-risk striatal neurons from the destruction or brain death, right?
Right.
Which is caused by the mutant HTT protein. So, and I don't know if you've ever thought about this. Jimbo mentioned this to me one time. He said, Mom, it feels like that my brain has parasites in it. Like, it's eating away, you know? And I thought, that's pretty amazing that he would have the insight to think that way, that HTT protein is basically a parasite in the brain eating away the healthy striatal neurons.
That's definitely a way to look at that, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then I think Jonathan was telling us about Dr. Beverly Davidson at the University of Iowa, and she's working on gene therapy using virus vector 2. I think Jonathan could tell us more about that later. But then, okay, so here's another focus. Next year, you know, we need to address the needs of our JHD community. They have been devastatingly underserved. This is my opinion. Throughout the history of HD awareness and advocacy, we use their pictures and publications to get the public's attention, but their needs have been grossly ignored, I think. This is my opinion. This is completely unacceptable as far as I'm concerned. Again, this is my opinion. So there is a website, jhdkids.com. It's all about the JHD initiative. John Munkmeyer, Jane Mervar, J.C. Mucha, some incredible medical professionals, Martha Nance, Jane Paulson, Robert Prost, they're all working on this JHD initiative. And I would say please check that out and see how you can help bring awareness and advocate for our JHDs. You know? One last thing that is, I think, most important this year is that we, you know, the most important goal, of course, for the show and the team this year is to get the Huntington's Disease Film Project funded. And
absolutely.
I really feel that this is a vital tool for all of us to use in teaching and advocating for our JHD and HDers.
Internationally. Yeah.
Internationally. We'll be coming together as, you know, a team and community to get the job done. There are heart-wrenching and heartwarming stories to tell, which will give us the ultimate voice. And, again, with that as power, we need to stomp on this dastardly disease once and for all, I think. Go to James Valvano's website. We have a face.org, and look at the Huntington's Disease Film Project.
We've had quite a few people enter their videos. Everything has been going quite well. So we're seeing that so many people are taking part in this, and hopefully it'll continue to grow, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you would like
some
to
of the goals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You add that up there, absolutely. Well, do you want to take a short break, and we'll come
sure.
on back?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. We'll listen
Thanks,
to Adele. Jane. No problem.
Okay.
I heard that you settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me. Surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bitter sweet this would taste. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the I'll remember you say.
everyone, and welcome back. Time for announcements. You are listening to the HD View. This is James Valvano, your guest host. Tonight we are celebrating the year anniversary with Melissa Biliardi, the wonderful host of Help for HD, now the HD View. Our call-in numbers are 310-982-4227 and 877-497-4103. We will continue with the celebration with Melissa, but first we'll see if some announcements and upcoming shows from Sue Wright.
I hope you'll be able to understand me with a sore throat, but the upcoming shows are November the 28th, Help for HD with Katie Jackson, author of Ferris Wheel. December the 5th, The HD View, Getting Disability Part 2. December the 12th, The HD View, Anna Delara, the producer of Near Silence, which you can see on Vimeo. December the 19th, The HD View prequel with Christopher Ross, Principal Investigator. December the 26th is open. January the 2nd, The HD View Ask Dr. Goodman, Internal Medicine. January the 16th, The HD View with Carla Muller, A Place for Mom. January the 23rd, open. January the 30th, The HD View with Dr. Mary Edmondson, Duke University Department of Psychiatry. And then it's got NCCCHD. I'm not quite sure what that stands for. February the 6th, The HD View, again, Ask Dr. Goodman, Internal Medicine. February the 13th, day before Valentine's, open JHD. February the 20th, The HD View with Sean Thompson, and February the 27th, The HD View with Dr. Ellen Feigl of CIRM.
There you
go. I think we lost Clarice.
No, Clarice is with us, I believe. Yes, she is.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Sue. Let's hear from the panel. Sue, if you can go ahead.
Okay. Something new happened, Melissa, on October 4th. Could you tell the listeners how the Help for HD show morphed into the HD View?
Right. Well, you know that... my mentor, muse, and best advisor is my son, Jimbo, right?
Indeed.
The initial idea for the HD View came from a conversation that I had with him back in September, and he said, Mom, you need to spice up your show. I said, okay, well, what do you have in mind? And he says, well, you need music, and you need to talk about topics like pain. So that's when I talked to James Valvano and asked him to basically come on the show as my producer. And, you know, we decided the format at that point to bring in the HD community with discussion, with a panel, and try to foster more dialogue, more conversations with the HD community, and to get them a little bit more interested in talking about what they need and what they want. So, let me just take you back just for a little bit further, because the HDV is not the only kind of morph that we had with the Help for HD programming. Back in, I think it was May 16, we had the first JHD program. And during that time frame, I was noticing that there was a huge need in the JHD community for communication, for, you know, help. They needed help. And I heard about the JHD initiative, and I realized, you know, this really needs to come to the forefront. It needs to be addressed. We have children that are dying out there with this horrible disease, and no one seems to be addressing their needs. So that was the first JHD program, and the premiere of the Help for JHD program was on August 8th. And I've had a little bit of difficulty in getting people revved up for the JHD programming. So that is going to be a focus, I think, for the new year, is to continue working on that programming for the JHD community. You know, my son Jimbo has mostly his symptoms are juvenile Huntington's disease symptoms. So I'm aware of many of them, not all of them. But again, you know, this is a process. And, you know, people like Jane Mervar, who's been through it, you know, with her husband and with her daughter, and people like Jan Todd, you know, with Keeley and in Canada. And I mean, they all have knowledge and experience, and they have a lot to offer the community, if they're willing, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
But I feel like we need to hear from them. We need to help, you know, each other by talking about these issues. And I know that there are many, many more JHDs out there who are not being addressed, you know, or communicated with.
Well, I think it's admirable how you've managed to have guests at such frequency, because I've been attending support groups for decades now, and they usually meet once a month, and people struggle there to get guest speakers once a month, and you've managed to fill a whole year with guest speakers, so I applaud what you've done, and I think you've opened the doors for a lot more. I'm just hoping that Jimbo doesn't come up with the idea of live blog talk TV, because I don't fancy being on TV
funny
at midnight.
You did mention that.
And I heard Sue that Melissa's going to be looking for a producer for that one.
All right,
definitely. Well, we definitely have some ideas now. You know, they're just ideas at this point. We haven't, you know, formulated any of these ideas yet into real substantial programming, but we'll hear about that later. Thank you, Sue. That's a good question. Thank you for asking.
I think we need a guest on cloning as well, so that we can all clone about half a dozen of us to do all these jobs.
I agree.
Oh. That would be a good
idea.
Before
we go to the next question for Jonathan, I wanted to read a couple of accolades for you. This is from Cindy Dupree, a wonderful, amazing Cindy Dupree.
Okay.
She says, I so appreciate all that she does and is doing for all of us, the caregivers, the HDers, the families and friends. She is like a miracle that has come into our lives. She just love and hugs forever. Kudos from Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy.
And we
back.
Have, yes, wow. Yes. See, this one is from Kimberly Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, you have not only taught me more about HD, JHD, but you have shown me the heart and compassion everyone should have. Your heart shines, not only through your words, but all that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Your strength shines through all you do and makes me know no matter what happens or one goes through, we can make it, and there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. I love you, and I am getting choked up just writing this, and I'm just getting choked up reading this.
Wow.
Thank you from me and Paula. You are our HD warrior. Love you.
Thank you so much.
Sorry.
Wow.
But,
okay, get the Kleenex out.
Yeah, I know. Well, Jonathan, that's your cue. You have a question for Melissa?
Thank you.
Sure, we've sort of covered a little bit, but throughout the year, you had many dynamic guests on your show. We've heard from each of them, but now please tell us what your vision is for the show, the HD View. You've kind of answered that.
That's a big question because, you know, it could pretty much go anywhere. I mean, the sky's the limit, right? But as you know, there are many unmet needs in our JHD and HD community. The HD View will, I think, continue to bring important topics up for discussion. And these are going to be topics that will be covered in the Huntington's Disease Film Project. and go to wehaveafaith.org and look at the mission there and the topics, because we will be hitting pretty much all of those topics. But I think the important thing is that we continue to engage the HD and JHD community in getting them talking, and I think it's critical that we keep this momentum, don't you think?
Absolutely. I just feel like the HD View is a perfect platform for us to all express what our needs are and share ideas, and without that, we don't have the catalyst for change that we need. And it's bringing us all together. I mean, having a film project, having this talk radio, and the other ways we integrate with each other through Facebook, that's the driving force of change. And it's the vision of the people like you, which bring it all together, that is the most important needed thing in our community.
Well, you know, I do plan to continue with innovative programming, and I think, you know, James Valvano just launched the Help for HD app, which is phenomenal. It's fantastic. I'm so impressed with the work that he did. And, you know, all of the shows are available on iTunes, and you can actually listen to the radio program from your iPhone or Android, which is just incredible. It's on the road. It's on the go. And
they don't have to worry about being at home if they have a break at work.
Right.
They can literally go to the app and listen to what we're speaking right now.
Right. Or, you know, play it in the car on the way home. You can listen
Absolutely.
On the go. And James, you want to tell us about the video that you just did for the HD View?
Oh, the video?
Uh-huh.
Yes. It was some thanks to, number one, Sue, for facilitating the wonderful tool to create it.
Thank you, Sue.
Yes. And it was something that it was time that we need to put a visual to what it is that you're doing, what we're doing, what the community needs to do, what we all need to participate in. And I'm hoping that everybody had a chance to look at it, because it's not just a video. It's not just a soundtrack. It is... You know, and it's going to change. It's going to grow. Things are going to be added to it. Thankfully, we can upload on the fly to Vimeo with different things that we'll be putting on there so that people can actually see, you know, through the animations, through the words, because, as you know, reading is part of, you know, touching. You know, if someone could see and hear the on-the-road feel, that's what we're doing. We are literally on the go, on the road, ready to take on the next turn. And thankfully to Clarice DeShalimar for facilitating a lot of the tangibles, the ID cards, the on-the-road law enforcement pamphlets, which has been an amazing outcome, where we're getting so many people asking for them, and with the feedback we've gotten is phenomenal. And the app has just taken off. We have from Canada all the way to China, Saudi Arabia. So, you know, although the stats come in a bit slowly because we have to deal with the iTunes and the Android market stats, which can be updated weekly or biweekly, so it is taken off. So the video was more of a connection, an extension, and that, like I said, we will update. So, yeah, it was something that I'm pleased that you allowed us to do for you too. Melissa.
Oh, well, I really see that the Help for HD is really the moniker for people to, you know, get what they need where, you know, in one place. And they can go to Help for HD app and get everything they need there.
Absolutely.
What you've done, James, is genius, I feel. But, you know, I see other opportunities with the Blog Talk Radio programming, with the video, with all the work that you're doing on the website. I see a Help for HD news channel possibly, Help for HD International.org nonprofit is in the works now. I'm thinking, you know, Skype school for JHD HD support group startup, you know, more Help for HD components on your website on Help for HD. There's just, there's unlimited potential, I think.
Well, we added another component today, which we'll talk about in the next half of the show. We have just under 2 minutes for the live portion. So I want to remind everyone who's listening that they can tune in about an hour after it's propagated through the channels and listen back to the mm-hmm. recorded part of the show. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask Clarice to come on and
okay.
talk with you too.
Awesome.
Clarice, babe, you there?
I'm here.
Hey.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey.
I just want to say on behalf of both Dion and myself, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you so
and
much.
And we love you, and we have such respect for you and what you're doing. It is just, it's
likewise,
amazing
my
to
dear.
See. It's amazing because I know for myself, I went my whole life, nobody knew what HD even was. And you come on weekly and you give the information and you tell what's going on. But more, you give it a voice. You know, everyone around, everywhere with the internet can listen. And you did something that was long overdue. You gave Huntington's disease a voice. And
thank you.
We just want to say thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, thank you. I really do appreciate all of the kudos and the yips and hollers. But, you know, I just really found that, like I said in the beginning, there was such a disconnect. And this is such a lonely, isolating disease that...
Yes.
Now we all need to come together. So,
absolutely.
That was my way of bringing us together, I guess.
Yeah, and you did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great
so
job.
Thank you.
Well, shall
okay,
we go
well,
to a break and then come on back?
Yeah, we're going to go off the live stream
yeah.
here in about 40 seconds. So.
Yeah, so everybody
yeah.
tune back in a little later on to listen to the
yep.
last half of the show.
Thank you, everyone.
And,
thank you so much.
And I thank you, Melissa, for allowing us to host you tonight. And
mm-hmm.
your love, babe. All right, let's listen
thank
to
you.
Share, believe,
thank you.
And
love
we'll
you guys.
Be back shortly.
Talk to y'all very soon. Did you have to take Valium to do that?
No matter how hard I try.
Okay, little
you keep
memory.
Pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. It's so sad that you're leaving. Take time to believe it. But after all is said and done,
Okay, we're back. Hey, James.
Hello, we're back. Sorry about that.
We are back.
Yes, we're back. Great conversation.
You know, I have to tell you, it's really hard for me to sit back and not take the reins, right?
Honey, it's all good with the electrical problems I'm having here at the house. It's definitely coming Christmas, okay? I'm trying to think of the movie where they put the grandmother on top of the car, Vacation or whatever, with all the Christmas lights and all.
Wasn't that with Chevy Chase?
Whatever, you know, I can't. Yeah, the Christmas movie, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's a funny one.
With the squirrel that jumps in the Christmas tree.
Yeah. Oh, Christmas Story?